الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. So we will end first the discussion that has been taking place for a few weeks. This is coming to the end of Salah. First, we will recap. We explained about wudu, that wudu itself is a separate ibadah. It is not just to get to the salah. The wudu itself can do lot. Today in the books of ahadith, we read a narration about wudu. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about as you wash, this sin falls, this sin falls, this sin falls. At the end of the wudu, there's no sin left. He said, thereafter, if the man reads Salah, that Salah for him is only extra. Thereafter, if he reads Salah, that Salah for him is only extra. However, when people forgot that wudu itself is an ibadah, we normally will find in the wudu khana, people will joke, mess around, relax. Because they understood the Salah is important, not the wudu. So we explained wudu itself, if the sins are falling in the wudu, if a man makes that wuzu nicely, then even before he starts the salah, he's already in. Then we explain the salah from the beginning, it's to hold yourself. Everyone made an effort to get the heart to concentrate. We needed the body to concentrate. Everyone made an effort, my thoughts mustn't run away. We needed the hand mustn't run away. So my hand must stay in place. My hand must hold. My eye must stay in place. My body must move nicely. I must look like someone who's doing a good job. Whether my inside is doing a good job, my Allah will accept my outside and He will make my inside. My Allah will accept my outside. He will make my inside. Thereafter we spoke about when you go in ruku, you will try and change your tasbihat now and then, just to be able to concentrate. Then when a man will come up, he will say, Allah heard. And then he will just go down in sajda. So that's where we ended last week. What was the dua of sajda? Sajada wajhi lilladhi khalaqa. Another one? Which one you said? Huh? Which one was the ruku? Allahumma, that can also be for sajda also. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Allahumma khfirli. Now I'm going to teach you a dua for qada. So after the sajda, you're going to lift up. Then we're going to go in one more sajda. And then the salah is the same unless we're finishing two rakats or four rakats. So between two sajdas is what is called a qada. Many people don't make a dua yet. They normally just come up. But remember, the closest a person can ever get is sajda. And when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make sajda to Almighty Allah, in sajda he will praise until Allah tabarak ta'ala will say, irfa ra'sak, that now my Nabi lift your head. Then what will be said after that? Sal tu'tak. And now ask and you will be given. And now ask, you will be given. So normally when a man makes sajda, Allah tabarak ta'ala will answer to him the same thing. So in sajda you can make dua. But now when you lift your head from sajda, that's where it is. Irfa ra'asak. Oh my servant, lift your head. Now ask. But that's the time where normally no one ever asks. Because he's so worried of going into the next sajda. That many a person like swings into it. So there's a very unique dua that is taught in this time. It is known as amongst those duas that have encompassed the world. It is five phrases. You must try and remember all five. First one is Allahumma. Second one, warhamni. Third one, okay, waafini wahdini. Let's just say wahdini. Three. Fourth one, waafini. Fifth one, warzuqni. There's five things, whichever way you want to say it. You will see the dua of afiyah. Afiyah means let my world, dunya and my deen, dunya and akhirah, let everything be safe from every fitna that can hit it. Let my deen, let my dunya, let my world, let my akhirah, never ever see anything which could spoil it. Let my deen, let my dunya, let my world, let my akhirah, never ever see anything that can spoil it. This is called afiyah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, a person after iman has never received a gift better than afiyah. So afiyah comes. Sustenance is a thing that everyone wants. Because in Ramadan, when the imam makes dua of rizq, the man who doesn't know Arabic, and the imam makes dua rozi, and the man doesn't know Urdu. But when he hears this word, rizq, rozi, even the sleeping man wakes up. And he doesn't know what it means, but it just means money. Because for people, rizq and rozi means money. And immediately from you'll hear the loudest ameen, normally in Ramadan, is when the imam says something about rizq. Allahumma barik lana fi rizqina. Ameen. Everyone says ameen. They just know that word rizq. Rizq is a very big word. Sustenance doesn't only have to do with food. It doesn't only have to do with money. Sustenance means give. When Allah Tabarakallah gives, there is the sustenance of health. There is the sustenance of wealth. There is the sustenance of guidance. There is the sustenance of intelligence. There's a lot of sustenance. So a very short word, warzuqni. So let's repeat this. Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wahdini. Those are three like what we will say for my akhirah. I need your forgiveness. I need your mercy. I need guidance. And then two for my dunya. Wa'afini, warzuqni. So three for my akhirah, two for my dunya. It's five unique du'as. Allahumma ghfirli. Let's read together. Allahumma ghfirli. Warhamni. Wahdini. Wa'afini. Warzuqni. One more time. Allahumma ghfirli. Warhamni. Wahdini. Wa'afini. Warzuqni. Because if my Allah accepted my first sajda, and he said, oh my servant, lift up your head and ask. That's the best to ask. And then you fall for your second sajda. May Allah Tabarakallah grant us tawfiq, inshaAllah. Now I will explain some verses of Quran, especially during the era that we are now living in. We have now started what is known as a new year. And with every new year, it brings new challenges. And because it's a new year, it brings us closer to the end. As we move closer to the end, what's that said? Stay far from Ahmad. Not behind now. Behave yourself. So every new year brings us closer to the end. This year started with a unique truce that perhaps many people in the world never ever thought could ever happen. Where two countries who for years and years regarded each other as the axle of evil, America and Iran. From the time I was small, I knew about this. America and Iran always saying, we'll make war, we'll make war, we'll make war. And I would always tell people, they're not going to make war. They're not going to make war. There was an A scholar who really, for some reason, really felt from the beginning they're going to make war. And he would always say, and the war with Iran will start. And I would say the war with Iran will never start. But recent, I was a little bit in doubt myself that are they going to make war? Because they were so close to that war. So close. And so quickly how they started it so fast, they ended it so fast. So fast. Every other country which they launched attacks on, they never made a truce with. So the signing of a unique truce has taken place, and it had to just take place with the beginning of the new Islamic year. As though it's a new stage. What the deals of this truce are, it's an amazing thing, they signed it, but the world will only perhaps know on Friday. What the deal or the demand of this truce is. With the signing of this truce, a lot of new things will happen in the world. One is known as an Abrahamic Accord. You will hear a lot about this. In the past, they would speak about it, but it would just be a word. Now it's going to be something forced. Abrahamic Accord means that we are all the sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Jews came from Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Christians came from him. The Muslims came from him. If we are all linked to Ibrahim alayhi salam, why fight? So that word makes a lot of sense. But why fight? But it's amazing, those people who will promote that, if we had to ask them that up till now, why are you fighting? Why did you bomb Syria? Why did you bomb Afghanistan? Why were you fighting all along? We all, if always you knew we sons of the same Ibrahim, why you fought? So the sentence of theirs has a lot of sinister meanings behind it, an Abrahamic Accord. So you will hear that word, it's amongst the fitan of the future. Because Iran is instrumental in signing this deal with America, it will be a deal that will bring, according to them, peace to the Middle East. So there will be many people who will fall for this. That if they are to be asked who saved Masjid al-Aqsa, or who opened the door to Masjid al-Aqsa, or who should now be in charge of Masjid al-Aqsa, then there will be many Muslims, unfortunately, who might even say Iran. Iran. And if someone has to say, but do you know the views of Iran, their aqidah, the belief? Normally a Muslim is a very simple person, innocent person. He just sees a match, he doesn't believe in conspiracies. He doesn't believe that two who look like enemy could be friends. So he will be ready to say it makes no difference what the aqidah is, as long as Masjid al-Aqsa is saved. That itself is a very dangerous sentence. And that is just the beginning of what is going to be known as the fitna. So normally in the beginning of an Islamic year, there's a dua that's read. That, O Allah, I ask you for the good of this year. And I seek your protection from its evil. Maybe many years we never bothered about making the dua because a year never started with the signing of a truce. But this year started with the signing of the truce. Sometimes we will think these people don't even know what's an Islamic year. Muharram. But it's an amazing thing, they chose the beginning of the Islamic year to sign the truce. Either you will say by coincidence, because what is America got to do with Muharram? And what Iran got to do with it. But what a date to choose. As the beginning year started, a truce was signed. How we say things are changing. There was once upon a time something called the Shah of Iran. He was removed and someone came in his place who was known as Khomeini. When Khomeini came into place, at that time from France, they used to play the bayans of Khomeini. So a person will wonder that France never liked Muslims. So why would France ever want a Khomeini, meaning an Islamic revolution, to take place? But he came in, he had weapons, he overthrew the Shah of Iran. How the Shah of Iran came, that itself was amazing. He had no supporters, he had no weapons. From nowhere weapons came. Before that day, the entire Iran was Sunni Iran. Then the Shah came, he overthrew the Sunnis. Then he made it into Shia Iran. The Ottoman Empire, they would write that one thing only prevented them from going into Europe. And they would say it was Iran. One thing. Whenever they were almost going to break through, the attack would come from Iran. Then the Shah of Iran was overthrown. Who came into place? Khomeini. How he came? From France. Why would France bring him? Then it became known as the Iranian Revolution. At that time, many Muslims were very happy. That's when I was small. People used to talk about the Iranian Revolution. They're the only country who has stood up against America. At that time, there was an alim, Maulana Manzoor Nomani, who wrote a kitab in which he brought from the books of Khomeini what the Aqidah is. It was only when people started reading that, that even in the Arab world, the Arabs were thrilled with the Iranian Revolution. They were thrilled. But now when everything was put in front, what the Aqidah is, you realize this is more filthy than even the Christians. What they never said about Isa alayhi salam. What they never said about Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the Shias would say about the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. A very filthy thing, a very dirty thing. Then America from that time when we were young used to speak about, we hate Iran, we hate Iran, we hate Iran. But whenever the issue of war with Iran comes, Iran never had war. Iraq had, and they let the Shias take over. Afghanistan had, and always we would notice America would help the Shia against the Sunni. And it just carried on. They never made war. And then recently when war started against Iran, everyone got shocked. Finally they're making war. They're never going to make war. And now the truce was signed. On Friday people will see what the demands of this truce is. But some of those demands could be very, very sinister. No one in the world will be able to say we won't accept it because it got nothing to do with you. If we don't make this truce, the world will have no oil. The price of petrol and diesel will hit. Everyone will suffer. So no matter what has to happen for that strait to open, sign this truce no matter what the consequence. All of that will start with Friday. It's a new year, but it comes with a lot of good and it can also come with a lot of evil. So now we will make this dua that, O Allah, I ask you for the good of this year. And I seek your protection from the evil of this year. And I seek your protection from the evil of this year. So the surah I'm going to explain now over the next few weeks is called Surah Luqman. The reason is in the surah, a very wise man is going to talk. And the basis of his wisdom is such that Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is going to now relay, narrate to all of us. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala is going to speak to every one of us. So it starts with Alif Lam Mim. Tilka ayatul kitabil hakim. These are the verses of a book which is full of wisdom. It is hidayah and mercy lil muhsinin. For people who are good. Alladhina yuqimuna as-salah. Wa yu'tuna az-zakah. Wa hum bil akhirati hum yuqinun. People who perform salah, people who give zakah, people who are convinced of the year after. Ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika humul muflihun. Thereafter comes this verse, and this is what I am going to discuss now. Wa minan nasi man yashtari lahwa al hadith. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, from the people, there are those who will purchase entertainment. And this is what this era is going to be. It is the era of entertainment, of AI, of phones. An era, if you take a phone away from a student will come back. and say, you can give me any punishment, but give me back my phone. The era of entertainment. And I want you to think about this lot. The surah is a very unique surah, but it will help us in this era that we're now going into. This is called a new stage from the days of Dajjal. And the beginning of the days is the most scary of the day. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ from amongst the people are those who will purchase entertainment. لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ Entertainment in the past was music. Entertainment was television. Entertainment was the internet. When we were small, they had something called the decoder, where you could watch different movies. Then came the internet. Then came our phone. Then came Wi-Fi. But what has now started with 5G? When COVID happened, at that time in Bayans, I said that COVID hasn't come to kill anyone. Because on every page of COVID, they would write there, COVID, Vision 2030. Vision 2030. That COVID has come to open up a new era. That era is now opening. During the days of COVID, the only thing I could understand what was happening is 5G was made available to the whole world. Before COVID, what we are seeing today, the world could never ever believe. After COVID, technology boomed. It allowed a robot to become more intelligent than man. It was after COVID that you would hear people saying, we have now created it. And it's now too late. Some said there's no turning back. It was after COVID that you heard countries saying, the future of war is AI. It was after COVID that they would say, the future of war is the drone. It was after COVID that you saw countries actually practicing a whole war where not one person takes part in the war. It is only machines calculating what they have to do. But where they can win a war for you, they can also destroy you. After COVID, a lot of things entered and will continue entering. What they're there is the items of entertainment. So there will be many people who in innocence will buy it. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ Amongst the people, there are those who purchase the items of entertainment. You will go now to the store and it will be very cheap. The latest phone, the latest gadget, the fastest internet. One translation of this verse is, لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ The result is, it will push him away from the path of Allah. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ And he will not even realize. It will push him away from the path of Allah. And he will not even realize it. Any madrasa we go to, first thing I ask the principal, how is the control over phones? And the answer is out of control. If I ask an alim, do you control yourself with the phone? Even the alim will say, I do not have any control. If a woman has to write a question complaining, we are living in the era, the only complaint is, my husband, even if he's an alim, even if he's a mufti, at night he is watching movies. Once upon a time, an alim would never watch movies. How could the alim bring the TV in his house? Now he brought it in his bedroom. What happens when a woman says, but my husband is watching filth? What happens when a man says, my wife is watching filth? What happens when a daughter says, my parents are watching filth? And then there's the normal law, you can't beat them, join them. So everyone is watching. Yeah, those houses you go to, it'd be complete silence. Complete silence. Why? Because everyone is on his phone. Everyone. Isn't even a madrasa, if you allow one phone, what happens? You'll see six students go around that one phone, like a soccer match. Such a small screen. But they'll all manage to see something on it. How it happens? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ From amongst the people are those If a person has relation with Quran, must remember Allah Tabarak Tala does not hate his servants. If you have relation Quran, just hear this verse. Amongst the people are those who will purchase the items of entertainment. لِيُضِلَّ The result of it is, he will be pushed off the path. بِغَيْرِ ilm, And he will not even realize it. He will not even realize it. One friend, when we called him one time, he spoke about what is called, on YouTube you have something called a clip. Clip. Shorts. So he said, every short is not short at all. And I like that. Because they call it short, meaning it will only take you 1 minute. But when you ask the man how long it took you to watch the shorts, he said, I spent 1 hour. He said, because that which is short doesn't end. If the man said, I'm only watching one short, give me 1 minute. And then I'm going to read my Quran. It's okay, give you 1 minute. But here he is watching a 1 minute short, which will then invite him to another 100 shorts. And so much his mind will work on each short, that nothing was short after that. You tell him you should have gone for the long. Just do the long one short. What short was it? لَحْوَ الْحَدِيثِ لِيُضِلَّ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ It will take him away from the path and he will never even realize. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَى I want you to think of Quran. Quran has lot meanings. There was an initial meaning of this verse where an evil person purchased the items of entertainment to take believers away. And his first words were that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is telling you about the things of Ad and Samud. I will tell you the thrills of the Roman and Persian kings. Persia at that time is what we call Hollywood today. He said, he is telling you of Ad and Samud. I will tell you of. So if you translate that after 1400 years, that phone will be saying, your Quran is telling you about the punishments of Ad and Samud. I will tell you about the thrills of Hollywood and Bollywood. I will tell you. I will tell you. As his word was, 1,500 years later, that same word he said, that Muhammad is telling you about Ad and Samud. What are you going to do with you? Luqman and Nuh, Hud and Salih, what are you going to do with you? You rather worry about this actor and that actress. Worry about this one, how he smiled, and that one, how he fell. And that's what a short is. Because if you have to ask a person, read a short surah, it is very long. And you tell him, watch a short. He says, I was very tired, but I started watching a short. So when you slept, he said, 1 o'clock in the morning. He said, you were tired. He said, but once I watched the one short, my mind just... But now the next verse. So that was the initial man. For him, the translation was, amongst the people are those who purchase the items of entertainment. لِيُضِلَّ So that he can lead people astray. بِغَيْرِ ilm, Without the people understanding. But Quran is unique. It plays with its translation. Another translation is, amongst the people, me and you, are those who purchase entertainment. Li means the result is, meaning we never bought it so that it can lead us astray. One meaning of li is aqiba. The result is, yudilla an sabilillah. It was going to lead him away from the path. And he never even realized it. بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ He never stopped there. وَيَتَّخِذَهَا هُزُوَى And then the result would be, meaning as he would go further, another short, another short, another short. Then he would start watching filth. Then he would become addicted to filth. And when a man is addicted, his heart becomes so black, so black. that even light cannot penetrate. After that, what he does? وَيَتَّقِذَهَا هُزُوَى. And then the next result is, he will now start mocking Quran and mocking the path of Allah. Where he started? He only purchased entertainment. First thing that happened is, he fell off the path. He never even realized. Second thing happened, he started mocking the path. وَيَتَّقِذَهَا هُزُوَى. When that will happen, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. Allah Ta'ala said, for him now, there is nothing but a disgraceful punishment. Now his heart is so black, وَإِذَا تُتْلَىٰ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا, that even if he hears our verses being recited upon him, Quran, you will see this man, وَلَّا مُسْتَكْبِرًا, with pride he will turn away. I remember one time when we were small, we said to someone, in the place of music, why don't you put on Quran? And the answer of a Muslim person was, that please, I've already had enough tension for the day. I've already had enough tension for the day. Give me something cool. Give me something cool. Walla mustakbiran. What made a Muslim say that? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, the items of entertainment led them finally to turning in pride. كَأَلَّمْ يَسْمَعْهَا, as though they cannot even hear that ayah. Because Quran is sweet. كَأَنَّ فِي أُذُنَيْهِ وَقْرًا, as though there is a clock in their eye, in their ear. A peg. Someone put the peg. So when they hear Quran, they hear nothing. When they take out the peg, it's music. As though there's a peg in their ear. فَبَشِّرْهُ. So now what to tell the person? You started with the items of entertainment. You will now end بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, with the terrible punishment. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless me and you with protection. A lot of purchases will be made. We all buy. We're living in a world where you can't run away. AI has become our friend. AI. First thing AI will say, you can trust me. Can't trust AI. That's the best. Never trust anyone. But the one who says you can trust me is the last one to trust. First thing I hear wherever I see any AI, the first thing AI says, you can trust me. You can trust me. That vacuum cleaner came, that's an AI. We put it on. The first thing, first it mapped out the house. It worked out where to go. And then what it said, you can now trust me to keep your house clean. I heard that word, you can trust me, shaitan. Which shaitan can ever be trusted? Because that student who says, Maulana, you can trust me. We have some students like that also. Yeah? He says, you can trust me. I say, you like the devil. You cannot trust anyone. Okay? So now we're going to play these verses, the beginning verses of Surah Luqman. So it's not my word. Now it is Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaking to me and you. I want you to listen to it. I want you to feel that. That is not a joke, especially in the era that we have entered. Where we have entered an era that no sheikh is protected anymore. No murid is protected. No father, no grandfather. And because this is the new year, where the signing of the deal now takes place, in the next few months, everything in the world is going to change. It's like war has come to an end. And that's a very good thing. There's no more war. But when there's no more war, many people, in peace, they become pieces. In peace, they become pieces. It all happened. They signed the deal. Many people will not even understand what this thing is. Or what a sign it was. That the details of it is only going to come out. But the deal is already signed. When the world will be shown the details, everyone will just be quiet. And it will seem like innocent. But it is not innocent. It is a new era that has started. We ask Allah Tabarak Ta'ala to protect us as we go further. The good of this year, protection from the evil of the year. And the items of entertainment. The more we can pull away from it, the better it will be for our life. It is like an addiction. It is not easy. I myself am addicted. All of us are addicted. Tell a person, there's one place in the world where millionaires pay huge amounts of money to stay in this place for 1 week. What's so great about the place? That there is no phone access in the place. So that millionaire flies there, he pays so much just so that he can have 5 days where he can remove the toxin of the phone. And I heard that day, I said he can come to South Africa when we had load shedding. There was no phone. Same thing. How nice if we could create a madrasa like that. A phone-free environment. But it's a dream. It's like a dream. Can you ever find a place in the world now where there's no phone? Like impossible. But I turn into one house my friend lives. But that area is Jews. So he told me the Jews, they will never let the phone go in the house. But it's called the phone is to be used in the business. The last place the phone comes is in the car. So when the car parks, the phone gets left. He said they'll never allow the phone to go in the house. They got a guard. If anything needs, the guard has to get the phone. And then he will knock at the door and say, so and so is. They might be having that old phone. Simple phones. He said, this phone, they won't let it come. It is the law. Phone-free environment. But if you tell someone, let's make that environment, everyone will say, how lovely, but impossible. How lovely. You tell students, let's make a phone-free environment. The students will say, there will be a student-free environment. Student-free. They leave them. How can you have no phone? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, let the madrasa become phone-free. Phone-free. Start.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم هدى ورحمة للمحسنين وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين وإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا ولى مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها
Read one more time.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألف لام ميم تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم للمحسنين يؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين وإذا تتلى عليه آياتنا ولى مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها كأن في أذنيه وقرا فبشره بعذاب أليم.